Go Big Read. The partnership between the Madison Public Library and University of Wisconsin-Madison is centered around prison reform this year. As part of the planned events, the downtown library will be hosting a screening of a documentary on that subject by our next guest.
Tim Corson is a Madison television producer and educator who produced videos on the work of several groups working on the Reform Now movement. He joins us in our studio. Tim, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So you have an interesting story about how you got involved in the issue of prison reform in Wisconsin. Can you share that with us?
Well, many years ago, my family and I were the victims of an attempted burglary. And eventually, the two young men who tried to get into our house were apprehended. And we learned about something called restorative justice. And so we had two face-to-face meetings, one with each of the young men, and it was a very positive experience, and it got me interested in restorative justice.
So a lot of people will say, you know, we're talking about prisons, we're talking about criminals, we're talking about people who have done something wrong, often with a victim involved. And, you know, there is a mentality often of, you know, kind of lock them up and throw away the key. Why should the average citizen be concerned about what goes on in prisons and trying to reform the system?
Well, when Brian Stevenson came and spoke at the university last week, he talked about changing the narrative that we have as a culture about crime and punishment. And I think that's what you just described there is really a big part of the narrative. And in the last 40 years, the whole idea of rehabilitation has kind of gone by the wayside. And because of that, we've had also another narrative of kind of punishment and retribution for crimes. And what has resulted is a huge increase in the prison population, a roughly 500% increase over that period of time. And it's come to cost the state over $1 billion a year. I'm not familiar with the exact number. So on one level, we should care about it because of the huge cost. But otherwise, the cost to the community in terms of breaking up families and lost livelihood is a big factor too, and that we should consider.
It also seems like the fact that many of those people who are incarcerated will eventually be going back to communities is also an incentive to make sure that they are coming out ready to reintegrate.
Yeah. And so right now we're investing in a system that is proven not to work very well. 30% of people who come out of prison will return within the first 3 years. So that's a pretty bad ratio. And so in many ways, people are leaving prison worse off than when they came in. And so aside from whatever you think about criminals, we have invested in a system that is not serving the public interest. And I would also like to add, as a crime victim, I understand the trauma that crime victims have gone through. And the whole emphasis of restorative justice is to repair the harm. And that means taking care of victims, but also looking at the needs of the offender and what do they need to do to accept the responsibility for their actions and not commit crimes again in the future.
So there's incarceration, but then there is also the issue of solitary confinement and what that really means. Solitary confinement is used why and when and for how long?
Well, originally the whole idea of solitary confinement was something to get away from corporal punishment. And so instead of flogging people or doing all kinds of horrible things to them, this was seen as an alternative to that. And so in some ways it was looked at as a more humane response. But the early experiences with that they found that it was really hard on the people who went through that. And so it's used now as a disciplinary measure. But what has happened is that it's gone completely out of control, and that it's used for minor things, and there's no real accountability in the prison system as far as when solitary confinement is used, and also for how long. So we have people in our state right now who have been in solitary confinement for years and even decades. And this is isolation from all human contact for 23 or 24 hours a day. And so many of those people have mental illness, and this is a way that they are dealt with. It's just kind of shut off from the rest of the prison population. And so it's something that most people don't know is going on. And I think if they did, they would not accept that.
Tim Corson is a television producer and educator who produced videos on the work of several groups working on the Reform Now movement dealing with solitary confinement and other prison issues. We are talking with him about his documentary and especially about this issue of solitary confinement. And I think for any of us who have not been incarcerated and have not been in solitary confinement, it's really hard to imagine what that experience is like. But there is an effort to help people at least get a glimpse into that by constructing a replica of a solitary confinement cell. What does that cell look like? Describe it for us.
Well, the cell is built on the specifications of a prison cell in Wisconsin. And so we tried to make it as realistic as possible. And one of the things that Brian Stevenson talked about in his presentation at the university was that to solve this problem, we have to kind of move people into proximity, into closer proximity. And so since it's impossible for people really to go into a prison and see a solitary cell, we decided to build one so people could at least get a sense of what kind of places that people are locked in for sometimes many, many years.
And the dimensions are what by what?
I can't remember specifically, but it's a little bit wider than the average person's arm span.
So about 6.5 feet, I believe.
Yeah, and then maybe 15 feet long. And it just has a bed and a sink toilet combination and maybe a table.
And it's interesting because until I watched part of your documentary, when we hear solitary confinement or segregation, it almost sounds like kind of a monastic experience, like you're you know, in this cell, but I never thought about the dimension of sound. And and there's a very effective part of your documentary where the Reverend Kate Edwards, she's a chaplain in a Wisconsin prison, shows us the replica of a solitary confinement cell, but then also talks about that dimension of audio. Let's listen.
Makes a difference when people can actually stand inside a cell, even spend an hour inside of it, and get a much better sense of what it would be like to spend weeks or months or years or even decades inside of a cell like this. It's very powerful. Underneath the bed, we have a small guitar amp, cable connected to it, and an iPod with an audio file of the sound from an actual segregation unit.
I have to say, just listening to that just sets all of my nerves on edge. I literally can't imagine what that would be like 24 hours a day.
Yes, and the person that was talking there has done as a chaplain within the prison system, and she told me that one of the people said to her that the only time it really gets quiet is for about 10 minutes after the food is served, because people are eating. And so it's a very, very stressful environment that damages people in a deep way.
So the Reform Now movement has what as its goal? Is it completely eliminating solitary confinement? Is it more monitoring? What would make this a better situation?
Well, solitary confinement is one of the four issues that we're concerned with, and definitely reforms, elimination would be great, but we want to be in a dialogue with the Department of Corrections. And there's also the issue of old law prisoners, of prisoners who were sentenced before the Truth in Sentencing, and they have much longer sentences. The judges gave them, assuming that they would be paroled, and they're serving out their full terms. And then revocation and GPS monitoring. People can get revoked, their parole revoked for non-criminal offenses. And then also compassionate release for prisoners who are just about on their last legs and won't really cause any harm to society.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Tim Corson, a Madison television producer and educator who has produced a number of videos about the groups working on the Reform Now movement.
His video and a Reform Now resource fair will take place at the Madison Public Library next Tuesday. The library will also have that replica of a solitary confinement cell on display starting this Saturday through November 12th.